Well, I'm not Sheldon, in case you didn't notice. When Sheldon asked me if I would give the message on for him while he was out of town, I thought, you know, sure, because he's my boss, and you do what you need to do when your boss asks you to do something. But when I realized that it was also the day that Adventure Week starts, I knew that I discreetly needed to come up with something special to get back at him. So we know that he has been speaking over the book of Ephesians. He's been going through the church at Ephesus for the last several weeks. And I thought, what better way for me to get back at him than to skip over everything he has left and spoil the ending? So that's what we're going to do today. But before I go on to that, I want you to know we have Adventure Week starting tonight. And we do need some people who are willing to stay right after church and help us move some chairs and move some other things out of the rooms. As of this morning when I checked, we have 188 people signed up for Adventure Week. So if you're excited about that and you would like to volunteer, we would love for you to do that. Ephesians chapter 6. It's a small piece of scripture that all of us have heard many times. It's a small piece of scripture that the kids are actually going to be learning about in great detail over the next several weeks. And it's a passage that speaks more to me in my life right now than it ever has before. We're talking about the armor of God. Some of you know I have a son, and he's leaving for the Air Force in 2 weeks and 2 days. If you don't know much about what basic training is like, I encourage you to go watch some videos on YouTube. I didn't know. I wish I didn't know now. From the moment those trainees arrive on that base, before they even step off of the bus, it starts. The yelling, the belittling, the hateful words coming from the MTIs. And they're directed at these kids who have no idea what's going on. I watched a video, and it was very detailed with live interaction during these episodes. And there was a sergeant that was on there, and she said, "They need to know as soon as they step into my presence that I am in charge. If they think for 1 second that they have a say-so in anything, it won't work." To be honest, I had to turn the video off after 3 minutes. And then I cried. And if you know me at all, you know that doesn't happen very often. And I've cried every day since. A wise friend, I have a beautiful friend with lots of wise words for me. She said, "Julie, this is good. It's a good thing. But you need to understand that they're going to have to break him before they can build him." And I get that. I do. But the mommy in me who knows the things that are going to happen to my baby doesn't feel very good. The reason I tell you this is because it ties into Ephesians chapter 6 perfectly. And since the kids are in here today, I thought we'd use some visuals. It's a lot more fun that way. So if you have your Bible, we're going to open it up to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to read verses 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and with the breastplate of righteousness in place and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I love this passage because I think it can speak to every person. I wanted to go over it just a little bit more in detail. And again, because the kids are in here, we're going to do it in a fun way. So we're going to start off. With the belt of truth. Notice, that doesn't say the belt of accomplishment or the belt of pride. It's the belt of truth, God's truth. It isn't about us. And then we move on to the breastplate of righteousness. Again, notice, it doesn't say self-righteousness. With self-righteousness being defined as full of arrogance and judgmental and hypocritical. Or in other words, I'm right, you're wrong. I don't care about you as a person, just that I'm better than you. It's defined as the breastplate of righteousness, which means goodness, noble-mindedness, full of integrity, deep in your core when no one else is looking. The shoes of readiness or the gospel of peace. It doesn't say the shoes of procrastination or the shoes of wandering or straying. Then you have the shield of faith. Faith, not fear. And the helmet of salvation, which helps us control our thoughts. Because I don't know about you, but that's probably my biggest problem. I cannot control the thoughts, the doubts, the fears that come into my mind sometimes. And then you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the only actual weapon you're given. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. The only thing that you can throw out at people because we know it's God's truth. But have you ever noticed that in the armor of God, there's nothing on your back? There's no covering. There's no protection. I'd never noticed that before. But if you think about it, it makes sense. We have our shield of faith. Faith, not fear. Fear runs. Faith faces. We were never meant to run. Not from our problems. Not from Satan. Our backs were never meant to be exposed. We're meant to face first head on. There's a little gym that a lot of people don't include in the armor of God, but we're going to today. And we're going to call this the back straps of prayer. In my opinion, this is the most important one. Because if you have a suit of armor and you don't have those back straps holding it all together, it falls apart. Prayer is key. But there is one problem. I don't really necessarily want to say it's a problem, but there is something you should know. Ephesians chapter 6 doesn't always work. Because there's one thing that you have to do in order to receive it. You have to take your armor off. You cannot put a suit of armor over a suit of armor. And in order for God to completely cover you with his protection, you can't hold on to yours. You've got to let go of it. All of it. And that's not easy. We spend so much of our lives focusing on ourselves and our things and our problems and our lives, and we allow all those things to just pile up to where they eventually just completely cover us. We want the armor of God. Sure we do. But more often than not, we're not willing to let go of the things that keep us from receiving it. We live in a world where self-help is everywhere. Let me help you become something. But it's more than that. What if our journey isn't about becoming anything? What if it's about unbecoming everything that you thought you were so that you can be who you were designed to be in the first place? How silly we are to think that we could do a better job than the one who created us. I mean, I don't know about you, but the idea that I would hold on to my pride and my need to impress others and my need for praise rather than tying the belt of truth around me and letting God get that glory. I don't want to be a person who is so full of arrogance and judgment or constantly having to be right about everything. I want to be the person that is covered and protected completely by my Heavenly Father, and I want him to look at me and say, "You are a righteous follower of me, and I'm proud of you." I want to carry my shield of faith, and I want to boldly go out and face my fears, whatever they may be. Maybe it's something simple as standing in front of you right now, or sending my son somewhere that I can't protect him. I want to put my shoes of readiness to have them on and be ready at all times, not because I'm afraid of where I might go someday, but because I'm so excited about where my God is leading me, because it's a beautiful plan that he has for me. He tells me that. I want to put on my helmet and carry my sword and be ready every single day of my life to use the word God has given me to face any situation. And every single day I want to wake up and pray my armor off and his armor on, because mine won't work and his will. There's a song that says, "I want to be different. I want to be changed till all of me is gone and all that remains is a fire so bright the whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me." I've heard these words several times over the last several weeks. "Julie, you've changed." Anybody ever heard that before? I haven't had a response because the people who have said it to me, in their eyes, it's not a good thing. And I ran across this picture a few weeks ago, and I think it's perfect. We're supposed to change. When we let go of ourselves and we grab a hold of God and we let him overtake us with his protection and his goodness, we change. And it's beautiful. My son had to take an unexpected trip this week to take an extreme physical test. And when he passed, it confirmed his ship date of August 13th. When my friend told me that they were going to have to break him before they could build him. She has no idea how much that impacted me. I know they are. And I know it's good because he needs to grow. And he doesn't know enough on his own. He needs their guidance. He needs their protection. He needs to be trained. And what they're doing is changing him. And it's good. They are training him to become a warrior for our country. A warrior who isn't afraid. A warrior who will boldly go out and face the enemy head on. A warrior who puts the safety and the lives of others ahead of himself. He was called to serve. Anybody remember that little song that you used to sing when you were little? I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I like it. We are called to be warriors too. Maybe not in the same way, but we are called to be warriors in the name of Jesus. That's why we're given armor. We don't wear armor to look cool or to feel important. We wear it to protect ourselves in the battles that we face every single day. We lead the kingdom. We protect the weak. We are called to clothe ourselves with Christ and go out into the world and do one thing. Serve. The Bible tells us, love God and love others. What better way to defeat the enemy than by serving others? I don't know if you know this or not, but this church has been anointed by the Almighty One. I see it every day. Nothing can stop us from reaching others and serving others in His name. But we don't need people who are not willing to be a part of it. We don't need just volunteers. We need servants, and we need warriors. We need you and you and you and me to put on our full armor of God and join in the battle. Because I don't know if you've seen this before, based on the history in the Bible, but I think you probably want to be on God's side because He never loses. Students, we went to camp about a month ago, and some of you experienced God at that camp in ways that you have never experienced Him before. And I encourage you to seek those moments out every single day. You are going to have battles. They are going to have battles that you never had to experience before. This passage speaks to you specifically. I have a strange addiction to reading every scripture and every passage that we work on in the back in seven different versions of the Bible. And when I was looking up the Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, I thought that this Message Bible was perfect. And I'm reading it to you, students, but it applies to every single one of us in this room. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants you to be strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws at you. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation, they're more than words. Learn how to apply them, because you're going to need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon in the same way. Prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and pray long. Pray for your brothers and your sisters. Keep your eyes open and keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or is left out. We are warriors in the name of Jesus. This church is called to be warriors in the name of Jesus. I want you to do something with me today, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable, and I would apologize, but I'm not going to. Kids are used to me doing things like this, but I need you to stand up. I am going to pray over you. But while we pray, you're going to do something for me. When I pray for the helmet of salvation, I want you to touch your head. And the breastplate of righteousness. Wiggle your toes for the shoes of readiness. And when I pray for you and the people next to you, gently reach out and touch the person's shoulder next to you. Let's pray for each other and for ourselves to let go of what we hold on to on a regular basis and put on the full armor of God. I want you to close your eyes. Father, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for protecting us. Today we come boldly before you to ask you for help. God, we hold on to things that we know that you can handle. Today, help us to let them go. May we each completely take off our own armor that we've been carrying for so long, and God, take it. Give us yours. Give us the belt of truth, your truth, wrapped tightly around our waists. And give us the breastplate of righteousness so that we may do all things that are pleasing to you. God, we want you to be proud of us. Cover our feet with the shoes of readiness so that we can be ready for anything you call us to do. And God, show us how to be ready and willing to go and serve in your name. Give us the shield of faith so that we can block all attacks from the evil one. For we know you're more powerful. And put on the helmet of salvation. Put it upon our heads to protect our thoughts, God, from anything that doesn't come from you. And help us to know the difference. May our minds never stray or wander from the desires that come from you and for you. And give us the ability to use the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, God, and hide it in our hearts so that we may conquer anything that stands in the way of serving you. And Father, we pray for our neighbors right now. We pray that you bless them. We pray that you cover them completely, that you heal them from anything that is distracting them from you, God. God, today, we wear this armor that you have given us boldly and proudly. This church has been called by you for a greater purpose. And God, today, we become warriors today.